Well, hey everyone, I hope you're having a great Friday. Welcome to LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. We are in the third week of the series Kingdom Values, where we're talking about living in the kingdom means giving towards things that matter. And when it comes to things that matter in our lives, we've all used or heard phrases like give it all you've got, give it 100%, or give it your all. Well, in Mark chapter 12, we meet a poor widow who does just that. She literally gave her all. In Mark 12, Jesus is sitting in the temple near the spot where people would give their offering, and he's people watching. And in verse 41 of chapter 12, it says, many rich people put in large sums of money, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. Now this caught Jesus' attention, so much so that he called his disciples over to him for a teachable moment. And Jesus tells them, truly I say to you, this widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. This widow literally gave all. She literally gave 100%, and Jesus delights in and praises her, and he praises and points out her example, not because of how much she gave, but because of how she gave. And reading this account, it's as if I can hear Jesus calling me over to himself, just like he called the disciples over. It's like he's saying, Corey, I want you to watch this widow because she's about to teach you something about giving. And one of the many things that this widow challenges and teaches us with is how she gave in fearless faith, right? This woman was the one who was needing charity. She was the one who was poor. She could have used this money, yet she had the heart to give. And even though the amount was minimal, she gave in fearless faith that God would not only use what she gave for his kingdom, but continued to provide for her. This was the last of her money. She gave the last means of self-support. And what was she going to do now? How would she buy her next meal? Where would her needs be met? What if she needed clothes the next day? Well, she approaches the offering box, right, clutching these two coins tightly in her hand, representing all she had. And with all of these things running through her mind, she gives in fearless faith. She gives all. And this is where she personally challenges me today. She becomes this amazing example of what Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 6, where he says, therefore, I tell you not to be anxious or don't be fearful about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body or what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And then Jesus points out how God cares for the birds and the flowers and how much more valuable you and I are than them. He goes on to say, but if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? And he says, oh, you of little faith. He says, therefore, do not be anxious saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? Your heavenly Father knows what you need. He knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This widow, in her giving the last two coins, lived out of fearless faith Jesus talked about here. In her giving, she trusted that God would truly provide for her. She had faith that God knew exactly what she needed and that he would meet that need. She also gave fearlessly towards his kingdom, and in faith trusted that he values her more than the birds and the flowers and would bring her the food, the drink, and the clothes, and everything else she needed. What fearless giving from her. What faithful generosity from this widow. What fearless faith from this widow. This is where I'm challenged by this woman who gave these two coins. And please hear me, this is not a call to be irresponsible with our finances. We're called to be good stewards. We're called to live appropriately and save wisely. But God also calls us to give generously, sacrificially, faithfully, and fearlessly. The widow gave this way, and that's why she challenges me She challenges me because I think there's always something deep down inside of us that says, hey, I'll give more when I have more. And I don't know about you, but with me, that tends to push me away from generous giving. That thinking tends to push me away from sacrificial giving and push me towards being afraid and fearful of how my needs will be met tomorrow. It can push me toward being a fearful giver instead of a fearless giver, trusting in the Lord to meet my needs. So today, how does this poor widow impact you? If Jesus were to call you over like he did the disciples and say, hey, I want you to watch this poor widow in her giving, what does she teach you? What fears do you have in giving generously today? And if you're someone who does give generously and sacrificially and faithfully and fearlessly, praise God. Go out and encourage someone else to do the same. Share with them how God has met your needs along the way and taken care of you, how God has and is always faithful. Let me pray for us today as we close. Heavenly Father, you are faithful. Your word says, if we who are evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you, God, who's in heaven, give good things to those who ask? Help us to trust you with our lives and our needs today. Let us learn from this poor widow and begin to give generously, sacrificially, faithfully, and fearlessly. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.